Hello and welcome to Social Media Jungle Club. My name is CJ and it's my pleasure to welcome you to class number 36. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. I've got a great topic to share with you in today's program. So let's go ahead and jump right into the program. Social Media Jungle Club, my name is CJ Gilbert. This is class number 36, and I will be your web safari guide as we continue even deeper into the jungle that is social media and is the internet. And today we're going to be talking about kind of a weird crossroads on the internet jungle with social media, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming right up. Let's jump into our featured topic of the week. It's going to be a new one. It's going to be something that we don't often talk about. It's going to be something practically nobody knows about. But I need you to know about it because you're here in the jungle, in the web jungle, in the social media jungle. You're probably here because you have a business or some professional endeavor that you're looking to grow, and that's your whole point for being on social media. Well, I'm going to tell you today about something that I'm going to call the crossroads of social media, because it's right where the concept of search, people searching for you online, and social media kind of come together in this crossroads. And we're going to talk about it in today's class. You see, we're talking all about directory listings and how they can maximize your online visibility. So let's jump right in. And here's your first question. What are directory listings? That's a great question. I'm going to tell you about what they are. I'm going to show you why they're important and how they play a role in your online presence. So the first thing is, what are directory listings? These are online profiles that list your businesses on various platforms. For example, do you have a Facebook page? You probably do at this point, right? Your Facebook page is an example of a business profile. It actually comes up in the search engines. If you go to Google and you type in the name of your business, which should be the name of your Facebook page, right? It should all be the same. If you type that into Google, your business should pop up, your website should pop up, and you're going to get other listings that pop up, like your Facebook page, your Yelp page, your whatever else you have page. Those publicly facing pages are going to show up when people are searching for you online. And we've already talked about a lot of the social media platforms that are doing this for you, like Facebook and Bing and Yahoo. I'm going to talk about some of those today and even more. So really, directory listings act as a digital yellow pages. This is their role in our online presence. This is how customers find you these days. In an older audience, I have to tell them, the yellow pages are dead. People don't use them anymore. They don't even deliver them anymore. They don't even make them anymore because everything has moved online. And if I have a younger audience, I have to explain to them what the yellow pages are. This is a book they used to create. They used to print this book. It was a big book. It was a heavy book because it was a list of every business in your area. And if your sink broke and you needed a plumber, you had to pick up this book and flip through it and find plumbing and find the plumber you wanted to call and pick up your phone, digga, 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 to give them a call. And that's how you got a hold of people. The world is different now. The yellow pages are dead. What do you do now when you need something? You Google it. You just go to a search engine. You just pick up your phone and you type what you need. And pow, all of a sudden you have this list of people to call. Well, how does that happen? We're going to talk about that today. Directory listings enhance the visibility of your business in search engines, social media, and local searches. And I'm going to use this phrase local search several times today. It's kind of new in the social media and in the internet landscape, but it has an impact on your business. So let's talk about that. We're going to talk about the importance of directory listings, how they relate to your visibility, how they build trust and credibility, and how they integrate with social media and search. So number one, your visibility. This helps businesses appear in local and broader search results. We're going to talk about the crossroads today. We're talking about when people are searching for you by your business name or by your business type and what pops up when they're searching for it. This is critical for local SEO, local search, as well as mobile searches. We have now crossed the threshold where there are more people that are using the internet with their phone, their mobile phone, than they are with their desktop or laptop computer. It's just crossed the threshold over the last 5 years, and now it's more mobile than ever. And that becomes a big factor because now that we understand people are using their mobile phone, we have to make sure we're accommodating that audience and making sure they can find us when they need us. This helps build trust and credibility. You see, consistent listings build consumer trust. Let me give you a scenario. Let's say that you want to find a place to get a pizza, a good pizza. Maybe you're new to the area, maybe whatever. You don't eat that kind of food and it's new to you. You ask five friends, where should I go to get some pizza? Well, guess what? If all five friends give you the exact same answer, you got to go to Mario Chario's in El Cajon. You got to go to Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Little Italy, right? Whatever they tell you, if all five people tell you the exact same information, chances are you're going to go to that pizza place. Am I right? Because all five of your friends told you the exact same thing. It must be true. Well, what about if you ask those five friends and all five of them give you a different answer? You probably don't feel any closer to making that decision. Well, what about if three people gave you one answer, two people gave you another answer? You know what you'll probably do? You'll probably go to the one the three people recommended first, and you might try the one the two people recommended the next time. That's because when several people chime in and recommend something to you, that carries a weight. That helps you make a decision. Well, your online directory listings are basically doing the same thing, not just for consumers who are using the search engines, but the search engines themselves. You see, Google is already looking at everything across the internet and deciding what results to give people based off of what they're finding. So if you have directory listings out there and they are providing verified contact information and business details, and they all go together and they all say the same thing, well, then that gives the search engines an even greater chance of recommending your pizza place to the audience that's searching for you. So how does this integrate exactly with social media? CJ, I thought this was a social media club. It is, but it's really, really related when you consider the fact that the social media profiles that you're building have now become directory listings. People can now find you, maybe, hopefully, if your profile is set to be publicly available and they type in your business name, your Facebook page is going to pop up. Your Instagram is going to pop up. Your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your Yelp, all of those are going to pop up when they're doing a search for you. So your social media pages that you're building, whether you knew it or not, have become a directory listing for your business. So this absolutely complements your social media efforts. And this is the process that feeds data into search engines and voice assistants. This may be something you've never thought about before, and I'm going to teach you about it today in today's program, voice assistants. We'll come back to that. So here's your main takeaway right now. Businesses with a consistent directory listing see a significant boost in their local search rankings. There's that phrase again, local search. I'm going to keep echoing that because you're going to hear a lot more of that over the coming months and years. So here's some major directory platforms. I've already mentioned a couple of them. You probably already know about all of these. Have you heard about Google My Business? Facebook, Bing, Yelp, LinkedIn, you probably have. Let's touch on them. Google My Business is essential for local search visibility. When you're doing a search on Google, it's no longer where you're just searching a list of web pages. It used to be that way. It used to be that way 10, 15 years ago, but now there's several things that are being searched at the same time. In addition to searching websites, it's also searching the map listings. It's looking for reviews. It's looking for direct contact information. So it's really important that you have a business listing on Google so that Google can find not just your website, but also your directory listings, your map instructions, your reviews, because that's what people want to look at nowadays. I have a whole video on Google My Business, and chances are, if you're watching this in the member page, I've already put the link to that right below this video. So help yourself, consider that a bonus video for you to help you set up your Google My Business page. I'll make sure to link to that below this video, so please help yourself. I have two videos, completely free and easy for you to access to set up your Google My Business. It's also something you could share online with your own audience as content for your own social media platform. You're welcome. More on that to come. Number two, Facebook. This also leverages social media engagement. Again, if people are searching for you online, in that list, it's going to show your website, I hope. It's also going to show your Facebook page. Your Facebook page is now an important directory listing for your business. And if people have left reviews attached to your Facebook page, that's also going to pop up. This is something that's ebbed over time. It used to be that it was more important to get reviews on your Facebook page. And then I think they just flat off turned that feature off for a while. You couldn't leave reviews anymore. And now I'm confused. I don't know if they've brought it back or if they're just letting old ones slip through. I'll be honest, I don't know. I'd love you to leave me a comment. Are people leaving reviews on your business page on Facebook? Can they still? I don't know. Maybe check out my Facebook page, Jungle Studios, or my CJ Gilbert Facebook page as an author. Let me know if there's a place to leave a review there. I know there used to be, but then they took it away and they brought it back again. Facebook is always changing their mind on what they want to do. I have a whole video on that too. So your Facebook page is now one of your directory listings. There's a couple others. There's Bing. Do you know about Bing? I'm going to come back to Bing in just a minute for one particular point, but it's an alternative search engine listing. If you're using a Windows computer, if you're allowing it to use the native applications, you might be using the Edge browser. And if so, you're definitely also using Bing as your search engine. You may not have even known that, but that's the default Windows search engine because Microsoft owns Bing. So those are already integrated unless, like me, you're a nerd and you're like, stop using Edge and use Google Chrome instead, which is what I do. But if you never did that, you're probably still using Edge and you're probably searching Bing, whether you knew it or not. You've probably also heard of Yelp. It's widely used for customer reviews and local recommendations. And customer reviews are huge. Remember when I told you about those five friends that you asked, hey, where should I go get a pizza from? Customer reviews are kind of like that process because when you pull up someone's directory listing, you can immediately start reading the reviews and see what other people are saying about them. And if you come across 5-10 people in the review section that's saying, this place has got the best pizza, or make sure to order the, I don't know, cannolis. I'm hungry right now. Make sure to order the cannolis because they're fantastic. Or, you know, I mentioned Filippi's. I love their cookies. They have a whole bakery and cookie area. Yeah, I am hungry. But the point is, you're going to read those reviews and they're going to influence your decision on whether you use that business or not. So customer reviews have become a huge part of the online directory listing situation. And finally, we've talked about LinkedIn. You already know about LinkedIn, right? You know it's ideal for B2B networking, that's business-to-business networking, and professional services. And if you're like me, you may have set up a personal profile, CJ Gilbert on LinkedIn, and a business profile, Jungle Studios website design. I have both. I'm using both. I'm experimenting with both. You know, and the benefit is if you search Jungle Studios, you'll probably find that Jungle Studios LinkedIn page popping up maybe ahead of my CJ Gilbert one. I don't know. I'm using both. We'll see which one works better. The takeaway for you is this: businesses with a consistent directory listing see a significant boost in local search rankings. The next thing to tell you about is niche and local directories. These are ones you may have never even heard about before, or once I start talking to you about them, you may have heard of them before, and I'd love you to leave me a comment. I'll prompt you when I want you to do that. So let's talk first about local and niche directories. Have you ever heard of these? Yellow Pages. Believe it or not, Yellow Pages created their own website, their own directory listings. And here's what's super tricky. The Yellow Pages is now using a couple other business names to try to sell you more directory listing services. You've heard of the Yellow Pages. You may not have heard of Hibu or some of the other names they're using. I don't want to list all the other names of companies that are selling you these services, but I will say very quickly, the Yellow Pages has a service where they're going to try to build you a website. You do not own that website. It's kind of a trick because it feels like these companies or some of these companies, let me take their names off of this list right now, right? Because I don't want to talk about any specific company. Nothing to do with those companies I was just telling you about. Totally different set of companies I'm going to tell you about now, right? Some companies out there will pretend that they're going to build you a website, but what they're actually doing is they're building you a page on their own directory platform and then licensing it to you for a monthly fee. What that means at the end of the day is that it is not your website, it does not belong to you, and as soon as you stop paying that monthly fee, you lose it. Because what they're really doing is building you a profile on their own directory listing. Sneaky, right? You didn't even know that was a thing that was going to happen. But it's happening. So, Yellow Pages are their own directory. Have you heard of Foursquare? It's a map-based, location-based, what began as a social media platform, but really has extended into the whole map arena. And there's other softwares, there's other apps that still use the Foursquare map as their basic information. There's also local Chamber of Commerce websites. I think there's even like chamberofcommerce.com. And there's a lot of these platforms. In fact, there's 60 to 80 platforms that you could be found on right now. They could be listing your information, whether you know it or not, because they're trying to build up their own directory to be the best one out there. There's also industry-specific directories. For example, healthcare. There are doctor and medical directories specifically. I'm thinking ZocDoc and WebMD and MD Finder and these kinds of directories. Their entire purpose is to help you find a medical provider. So their directory, their business directories, only for healthcare providers. There's also ones for legal, there's attorneys, there's ones for real estate. So there are industry-specific directories as well. So the benefits of these kinds of programs and these kinds of listings are a greater relevance in targeted communities. In fact, in these specific niches, they're often less competitive, but highly trusted within their specific vertical. So it's important that your business is listed in any place it can be, especially if it belongs in one of those niche or industry specific categories. I'd love to know, can you think of any local or industry specific directories that you've used? Leave me a comment underneath this video and let me know. It may be something you've never thought about before, but maybe the next time you're out searching, you're going to see some of these other directories popping up. Come back and leave us a comment below. Let us know the names of some of the directories that you've found, either for your own business or just because you've been searching online for something that you need. I'm curious what platforms pop up. Let me know as a comment below. Let's talk about ensuring consistency and optimization. I'm going to talk about your NAP consistency. Don't fall asleep. We're going to talk about complete and updated information and the impact on your SEO. All right, NAP consistency. Well, I've recently discovered that NAP is an acronym that stands for name, address, and phone number. Your name, address, and phone number must match across all of your listings. Do you remember before when I was telling you that maybe not all of the human people are looking at every directory listing, but Google's looking at every directory listing. And when Google is deciding what information it wants to serve to people who are doing searches, this is one of the criteria. This is a huge criteria because, again, it's basically asking its friends for pizza recommendations, and it's looking to see if it gets the same information back. If it gets back 10, 20, 30 platforms that all have your exact same name, address, phone number, Google is very confident that that's the correct information and that's the information it's going to serve people. But if they find this mismatched amount of information all over the place, they are less confident that they are serving the right information to their users. Make Google confident. Make sure all of your listings are consistent and they all have your correct name, address, and phone number. Nap consistency. Don't fall asleep. Let's talk about complete and updated information. You want to fill in every field that you can fill in. You want to make sure that you have business hours listed if it's applicable for your business. Even if it's not 100% applicable for your business, it might still be a good thing to fill in because I'll give you an example. I list my business hours as 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But am I working outside of those hours? Absolutely. Like every day. But I also have listed tech support 24/7. So those kind of things, do they contradict each other? Not really, because I still have like my official business hours, and Google and the search engines use that information when someone is searching for you. They display the information on the side. Oh, I haven't even talked about this yet. Your knowledge card that Google is building. I'll tell you about it in a different video or later, but basically if Google recognizes which business is being searched for, it will show on the side pane of the search box that business name and all the information it knows about it, including your hours. And it knows what time of day it is, and it will change that to say open or closed, or close now but opens at 9 a.m., open now but closes at 5 p.m. This information is dynamic and it changes based off of what you put in and based off of what Google knows is happening right now. Your website URL. In fact, a lot of these places have more than one website URL. They'll have like your main website, but then they might have a different one if you're a kind of company that takes orders, like a restaurant or takeaway or catering or something. You may have an ordering website, main website, recommendations, reservations. There might be a couple different things that you could fill in there. Most companies probably just have that one website URL, but there are other ones that exist for those specialty purposes. Images. Make sure your images are consistent, your branding is consistent, and any descriptions that you use. Here's the bottom line. It has an impact on your SEO. It has an impact on what Google perceives as your business information. And consistency improves search engine trust and local rankings. All right. Here's something brand new, but it's really important. Do you remember when I was telling you about the power of your phone? Do you remember when I was telling you about the power of voice search? This is something brand new. We're going to talk about AI and the future of search. We're going to talk about voice assistants, knowledge graphs, and something called power listings. Number one, people used to do all of their searches on their computer, on their laptop. But as I told you, it has changed. And now people searching online looks a lot more like this. People are on their mobile phone and they're going click, click, click to find what they need. Or we're even another level deeper now. They don't even have to click, click, click. Now you just pick up your phone and you click the button that listens to you and you say, hair salon near me, plumber near me, bagel shop near me, website design near me, whatever it is, this is a thing you can now ask your phone, your Alexa, your Siri. You can ask devices to do searches for you. Do you know how that works? Most business owners don't. And so they're lost. They're missing this step in how people are searching for them. So here's the information. All of these sources, they are not doing a website search. Those sources are not going to Google and like typing in the information and then finding websites and then giving you back that information. That's not how they work. They use something called a knowledge graph that they are compiling, and all of the information that we put into these different sources, your name, your address, your phone number, your hours, they go into individual fields. And here's what happens. When you ask a question to your Siri, to your Alexa, what time does XYZ business close? Here's what happens. First of all, it does multiple searches. It's not just like one search to get you one answer. Here's what it has to do. It has to say, this is all happening in like 2 seconds behind the scenes, right? You say, what time does the bagel shop near me close? And here's what happens. It says, all right, let's find out where you are. Let's find all the bagel shops near you. Here's the closest bagel shop. Here's where you are, because it knows where you are physically. Okay, so here's the bagel shop that's near you, the closest to you. Okay, now it wants to know, you want to know what time it closes. Okay, so it's got to go to its hours, and it sees that it closes at this time. It's got to know what day it is. Okay, so it's Wednesday. It's almost noon. So on Wednesdays, it's cross-referencing the Wednesday hour. On Wednesday, it closes at 5 p.m. And then finally, it gives you the answer. Dot, 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 bagel shop closes at 5 p.m. today. Now that happens like that, but do you see what just happened? It had to know you, find the bagel shop, search the bagel shop's directory, find the hours, see what day it is, cross-reference the day to the day that today closes, and then give you the answer. That did not happen from a web search. That happens because these services, these directories, these assistants, these voice assistants use the information inside the knowledge graph. And it goes even deeper. If you have an iPhone, if you're asking Siri, it's going to search what Apple knows about it. If you have an Android phone or you're asking a Google assistant, it's going to search the Google information and the Google Maps to find that. And if you're using a Windows phone or the built-in tools that are part of your Windows software, you're searching Bing. Look at that. Depending on your device, it could be pulling the information from three different sources. So we need to talk about the knowledge graph. Here's what's actually being built behind the scene. It's all about this stuff called structured data. And they're compiling what they call a knowledge graph. And a knowledge graph is basically, think of it like a digital entity that holds all the information about your business. And as we're programming all of these fields, all of these listings with our name and our address and our phone number and our website and our hours and our all the little things you're filling in, you're creating this knowledge graph about your business. And directory listings feed accurate information into the knowledge graph. And then when someone or you or someone does a search on their Alexa, their Siri, their Google, whatever device, those devices search the knowledge graph to find the information. I know I'm dumping a lot of crazy stuff on you today, but this is an important thing. Do you see how this is now, it's now crossing the lines between social media? It could find that information off of Facebook. It could find that information off of LinkedIn. And chances are it's compiling all of those sources together to then find and deliver that answer. So I'm going to tell you about a service that I personally offer. It's called Power Listings. And the service Power Listings, it ensures that your business data is consistent and optimized for AI parsing. So let me tell you what Power Listings is. It's a service that we offer. It's a directory listing management tool that's designed to streamline and optimize your online presence. It is a monthly fee. There's no contracts. There's no commitments. Some people that are selling the service, they'll make you sign a contract for 6 months or 12 months. And the reason that they do that is because it takes time. You've got to let the software do its job for many weeks to months, because you can see all these different like directories and listings and knowledge graph it's got to get the information into. And that takes time. But I don't do it like that because I want you to feel comfortable. You can jump in and jump out at any time, but it's still really important. You see, it automatically updates across all of the directories, and it provides one place to go for us to change something. So instead of having to go to all 60 platforms, all 80 platforms, one at a time, and change your business hours one at a time, 80 times, you can just say to me, CJ, we used to close at 4, now we're closing at 5. And I'll just go to my one dashboard and update your hours, and it just rolls out across to all the other directories. It's incredible. It saves so much time. And the reason that I personally use it is now all of those directory listings point back to your website. This improves your local SEO. This improves voice search accuracy. It ensures that you are consistent in all of those places so that you have the best results when people are doing a search for you. Here's the bottom line. Our service, it is a paid service. It synchronizes and manages all of your listings from one dashboard. That means when you want to change something, your address, your phone number, your hours, your website, your whatever it is, your services, you don't have to do it at 80 different places. You just send it to me. I update it in the one place and it rolls out across all the directories. It's amazing. And that's why I had to tell you about it today. Now, you don't have to pay for a service like this. This is something you can do on your own time completely free, because I'm going to say all, but see a little asterisk next to it, because there could be exceptions, right? So all of these platforms, little asterisk, all of these platforms let you create a profile for free. It just takes time, because you've got to open your listing, give them your email, then they send you an email, then you verify it, then you create a password, then you open your thing, then you either claim the listing that they already have, or you create a new one, and then you fill in all your information. It could take an hour to set that up. Times 80 platforms, it's a lot. But I'm going to offer you a tool that you can use to get started for free. But if you want to, here's what you can do. You should do a regular audit just to see what your listings look like. You want to periodically review and update your listings. And I'm going to show you a free scan tool that you can use to do this. You absolutely want to make sure that you monitor and respond to reviews promptly. At the very least, make sure you have your Google page and your Yelp set up and under your own management so that you're notified when someone leaves you a review. It's important. You want to monitor them and respond to reviews promptly. You want to make sure to complete your profile. That is, fill out all the available fields that are there. Any information that you can load into that knowledge graph is only going to help more people find you and find the service that you're offering. And make sure to include high quality images, because those feed right into the section. Do you search for businesses online? Chances are you're looking through the photos, right? Just to see what it looks like. You're becoming more familiar. And then you read through the reviews. Those are important things to consider. And make sure when you're filling out your descriptions and you're filling out your services, use the most relevant keywords that are applicable, because that's what's going to pop up when people are doing searches online. All right, let's wrap it up all together. I've been talking for a while. Let me give you some takeaways and your next steps. Number one, do you see how directory listings are really important for your online visibility and your SEO? And I'm bringing it to you in social media class because you're already building them. You're already doing it with your Facebook page and your LinkedIn and your Instagram. You have now created business directory listings on those platforms. And I just needed you to know there's 60 to 80 of them out there that you may not even know about. It's all about being consistent in all of those platforms to build a trustworthy online presence. And now you know all of those sources are being combined together into this thing called the knowledge graph. And that's how AI tools and voice assistants, Alexa, Siri, they all have a Microsoft, Google, they all have their own AI now. All of these tools, all of these things are looking at your combined knowledge graph. It's like this nebulous thing, right? Ooh, they're looking at your combined knowledge graph to find the information that you and others are searching for. So here's your homework. You want to audit all your current directory listings to make sure they are consistent. Start with the top ones I've already told you about. And here's a free tool that you can use to go see what else is out there and start fixing the listings that you find. You go to this link right here, scan.gilbertstudios.com. If you're watching this on the member page, chances are I put a big button right below this video to go to that free scan tool. All you have to do is put in the business name, address, and phone number. Remember NAP, name, address, phone number, and hit go. It's going to take those three sources and it's going to do a search through a whole bunch of these listings to see what matches. And it's going to immediately show you with red X's and green check marks which ones are right, which ones are wrong, based off of the information that you're putting in. And here's something else to let you know. There's a field for your name and your email. If you fill out this form, it's only going to send the copy to me. You will not get any automatic emails. You are not going to be signed up to any kind of list. But if you do put in your name and your email, I'll know that it was you that did that search and I'll send the link back to you. That way you don't have to type it in again in the future. I'm just going to send you the link and then you can just click the link and go back to the search tool whenever you want to get to it. It's available for you free all the time. There's no limits. There's no restrictions. Fill out the form once. It's going to generate the link and send it to me. I'll send it right back to you. And then you can just go through this list at your own pace, taking your time. And then let me know if you have any questions after that. So take some action. Use this free scan tool. Run a search on your listings right now. All it takes is the business name, address, phone number, and it's going to do that scan for you to look for your NAP consistency, and it'll let you know what it finds. It'll also let you know if there's any other reviews that are popping up on those platforms. So check it out and then come back and let me know. What questions do you have? Leave me a comment right underneath this video or send me an email or make a brand new post in our Facebook group. I want to make sure to answer any of your questions. And of course, if you're interested in that service, let me know. We'll talk more about how much it is and we'll get you set up. Again, there's no contracts, there's no commitments. You can run it for as long as you want. You can pause it. You can come back. I want to make it as easy for you as possible to use these tools to improve your online directory listings and presence. Remember our important concepts as we wrap up. We're being human. We're connecting one by one to other real human people out there. Whichever metaphor you pick, every time you sit down to play the game, throw in another penny in the pot. Every time you sit down to at this sport, you're throwing another line in the water. All of these things add up over time. It's about consistency over time that leads to the greatest results for you. And then let me know before you go, what was your favorite moment from today's training? What was your takeaway message? Leave me a comment underneath this video and let me know what was your favorite point. What's the thing you're going to work on next? Because we understand at Social Media Jungle Club, at Jungle Studios, at Ask a Web Geek, we understand the internet is a jungle. It's really easy to get lost and to find yourself down a dark path that you didn't see coming. And you can avoid all of that. You've avoided all of that by joining this tribe who can lead you through and guide you to where you want to go. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm so pleased to have you as part of our community. Invite someone else to join us. Let me know if you don't have that special link because you can invite people to join our club at a discounted rate. I want to make sure that you have that. Invite someone else to join us. Let me know what questions you have and go play with that scan tool. See what it looks like right now and let me know what questions you have after that. Thank you so much for being part of our program today. We'll see you next time in the web jungle. The internet's a jungle. Roar! See you soon. Digga, 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 digga. Digga, 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 digga. Give me just a second, would you please? That was Emily, and I'm like, yeah, I want a breakfast burrito. You should have heard me a few minutes ago talking about pizza and cannolis. Where was I? I'm going to do my best to drink this coffee and not inhale it today. I don't know if you've known this, but I get kind of excited about this stuff, so it's my passion coming through. This may take the record for my most distracted class ever, and I apologize. All of this will be edited out in the final version, but you get to experience all of it live with me here because you're part of the group. Nap consistency. Don't fall asleep.